clock is ticking. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections just one day away, President Biden appearing at a rally in Yonkers, New York, Sunday, lending his support for the state's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who is facing Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin in the gubernatorial race. Here's the president discussing the midterm's impact on the nation.
This election isn't a referendum, it's a choice. It's a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America.
The New York gubernatorial race has been tightening up, with Hochul's lead now down to 4 points, according to some polls. And former President Trump addressing the crowd at a rally in Miami, Florida, where he criticized the Biden administration's policies.
Biden and the far-left lunatics are waging war on your jobs, your safety, your values, and your freedom. They're strangling Florida families. They're hitting Florida very hard.
The former president backing Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio in their reelection bids. One of the most crucial races is the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Fox's Aisha Hosni has more on the highly anticipated race.
Former ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley was out stumping for Republican Herschel Walker, and she told voters, don't listen to this red wave stuff.
It's about being humble and disciplined. This is about turnout.
There is a lot of pressure on the GOP right now because Georgia handed Democrats the Senate in the last election cycle, and Walker does have the momentum. He just closed the gap with incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock.
Early voters breaking a record in Georgia, casting over 2 million votes. The top issue for voters, inflation. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine, warning residents to prepare for a winter without heat, water, or power if Russian forces continue to attack the country's energy infrastructure. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
What are the Republicans' plans if they win back control of Congress? Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who may very well become Speaker of the House, laid out the issues at the GOP forefront if they establish a post-midterms majority, starting with building a strong economy.
Tackle this inflation. Become energy independent so you can afford to fill up your tank and still have money left for food.
McCarthy appearing Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who is running for re-election, said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the GOP knows it can't be overly aggressive if it takes over Congress.
We understand that we'll be on a short leash. We understand that things can't be business as usual.
Japan is looking to make a change in its military capability. Fox's Karen McHugh explains.
With increased threats around the globe from North Korea to Russia's war on Ukraine, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says it's time to strengthen his island nation's military capabilities, and that includes increasing the size of the Japanese Navy. Speaking Sunday at an international fleet review of naval forces from the U.S., Australia, Canada, South Korea, and more, Kishida says his nation urgently needs to build more warships, beef up anti-missile capability, and improve working conditions for troops. It's the kind of thing Japan has avoided since its unconditional surrender to the Allied powers in 1945.
The Kansas City Chiefs coming back late in their game against the Tennessee Titans, defeating them 22-17 in overtime. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes cutting the Titans' lead down to 2 in the fourth quarter.
Third and 9, Mahomes gets out. Mahomes on the run at the 10, at the 5, to the goal line, in for the touchdown.
sound courtesy of NBC. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker with the game-winning 28-yard field goal. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.